Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Don McCrory, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the National Science Foundation. Joining us in our conversation is Jay Grimion, also at PwC.
Don, agency audits are coming under greater scrutiny these days. What are the challenges that National Science Foundation faces in at first achieving and then maintaining its clean opinion?
Well, as you know, a clean opinion is not the means to an end. But having a clean opinion sort of sets the foundation for everything else that we do. And it's sort of the it's the hallmark. You say, okay, if you got the clean opinion, now let's get on with the business of performance and decision-making and those sorts of things. And you've taken financial management off the table that you realize that's the information that you're dealing with is credible. So it's very important, a clean opinion. For us, keeping the clean opinion is going to be dealing with the issues that are pretty much in the president's management agenda. Criteria of accelerated reporting. Federal government is going to quarterly financial statement reporting beginning this quarter, actually the second quarter of fiscal year 2002, and then beginning through start there forever. We're going to be going through quarterly reporting financial statements. So accelerated reporting, being able to provide financial information on demand that OMB will want, so we need to be able to do that. Other areas that we've been involved with are erroneous payments. That's a presidential management agenda item to reduce erroneous payments to get a green light in financial management performance. We don't have that problem at NSF, but nonetheless, we are doing a cost-benefit analysis of our payments to make sure that we're meeting those requirements. And also, we need to look at IT security, make sure our systems are secure. Security in general is important. We're a very open system where we allow our grantees to access our internet system. And although openness has always been more important than internal controls in the past in terms of having that balance to be more open than too much control, post 9/11, having more control versus openness is sort of that dichotomy, the paradigm shift a little bit. So we need to make sure we have secure systems to do what we need to do.
Don, I know that a lot of agencies, look at a clean opinion as being a one time of year type of activity. And so perhaps, during 9 or 10 months during the year, they don't perhaps focus on the continuous improvement aspects of their financial operations that are necessary to achieve a clean opinion and end up doing, Herculean type of efforts at the end of the year. How has National Science Foundation been able to focus its workforce, its management, on developing initiatives for continuous improvement to alleviate some of these big-time efforts at the end of the year?
Well, we look at our systems, and we currently, we study the standards. We look at the OMB guidance, and we're always looking to improve our system. We've been Standard General Ledger compliant since the Standard General Ledger was out. The biggest problem a lot of agencies are having is the sand that shifts under their feet every year. New requirements come out, changes in the SGL, and they may not be able to quickly adapt to those new changes in their finance systems. We can do that at NSF. We can do that very, very fast. So we're able to stay on top of the government changes in a very real-time process. So that's it sounds easy, but it's not in terms of large departments and so forth having that problem.
You talked about the need to have get a clean opinion means you have insights into your financial information, but you said it wasn't an end in and of itself. How do you use the financial information to make budget and performance decisions?
The government is very budget-driven, still is. NSF is no different. And our systems, we do have an enterprise information system, which is connected to our finance system, which provides information on budgetary data by program area. And we also populate it with performance information out of our investment and management goals. So that information is available to our program managers and our division directors basically real time every day. And it can be drilled down and sliced any way that they like to look at information, statistics, trends, and so forth, of how their grants are going in terms of spend rates and so forth. So that information is used to make decisions. Financial statements under themselves do not provide a lot of decision-making support. They are more the end result of showing that you have systems in place to capture financial information to know the financial condition of your operations. But financial statements are not the end game. They're not the holy grail of federal financial management. I think you know, financial managers will become more less transaction-driven, more transformation-driven. We'll start using performance information and tying cost to that to provide value to agencies to make decisions. That's tough. That's tough. That's the toughest part that everybody's dealing with right now.
NSF has been commended for being able to keep its operating costs low. How have you achieved the success?
Doubled our budget in the last 10 years. Had about 1,200 people in 1990. We had about 1,200 people in 2000. It's basically the systems and being able to use systems to do our business. We're totally a technology-driven environment. A grant that comes in from the door to the time the last payment is made and that grant is closed out is all done electronically, the whole process. So cradle to grave, our process is done totally electronically. We're actually working now on an internal process called the electronic jacket, which is basically the paper document that follows a grant around the foundation. Right now that's a paper document that follows around. We're actually looking at that. E-jacket will become basically the grantee's file, and we will not have any paper inside the building in terms of grant jackets. So basically, Jay, the technology has been what keeps us going.
I was interested to read that NSF's five-year financial management plan includes as its core values teamwork, respect, integrity, creativity, responsibility, and something I found interesting, a sense of humor. How do you create an environment where all these values thrive?
Teamwork, mutual respect. And this was a group effort. We went out to everybody in the Budget and Finance and Award Directorate. At the time, our predecessor, the CFO, Joe Call, who's now the Deputy Controller at OMB, wanted to have a mission statement, a core value statement that really was meaningful to people. People could look at it and make sense of it. And sense of humor, we keep our perspective, keep our feet on the ground, that we try to do the best we can, and there may be hurdles and frustrations in the day-to-day job, but in the end, we're all human and we all need to get along. And it's actually the people, the one part of our mission statement, sense of humor, that people seem to pick up on. So, it sort of makes the work environment NSF, it's sort of the way we try to do it, that we need to get along, we're sort of collegial, and there's no turf wars, we're hanging in there. So.
Yeah, just when you think about the precision around financial management, you just don't
yeah,
think
sense
the sense of humor doesn't
sure,
quite
yeah,
kind of...
Accountants, yeah, that's not usually synonymous.
Well, how does National Science Foundation measure success? What measurable goals do you have to determine how well the agency is performing?
Well, we keep our watch on the President's Management Agenda. That's probably the metrics we're following right now, making sure we get to the accelerated reporting requirements, make sure that our security of our systems is in place. We're trying to get away from the clean opinion being our baseline. I mean, we've been there, done that. It's important to keep the clean opinion, but we're ready to move beyond that. We don't want to say we've got the clean opinion, let's throw it up our hands and the game's over. We need to move to the next level. Our next metrics are what can we provide value to our senior management to make better business decisions? And can we do that? What do they need and what can we help them do that? So the metrics are more to become more of an advisor rather than a scorekeeper. More than the fiscal cop, we're there to be a business partner, and in the federal and a private organization, a CFO has a large part of how the organization is driven, and I think the federal government is moving that way.
And I guess really a part of developing these measures is really having measures that are realistic, and measures that are not too easily attained that you can meet by just rolling out of bed in the morning, but also having measures that you can actually achieve as well.
Right. I mean, we're not trying to set measures where we know we're going to succeed. We're setting measures where we think we need to be, and we don't meet all our measures all the time. And we have management investment goal measures in terms of dwell time, being able to get our grants out the door, peer reviewed, making decisions within 6 months. I think we're up over 70% in that category, and we're trying to make more progress in that, but we're not where we want to be. We have diversity goals, other goals of management investment that we're trying to reach, and some are there and some are not there. So we're setting goals where we want to be, not where we are.
What lessons have you learned that you could pass along to other agency leaders who face financial management challenges?
The key there, Paul, is it's got to be top-down commitment in terms of having a success in financial management. If you don't have top leadership interested in sound financial management, it will be tough to have success in any other level in the organization. People need to feel they have the top-level support to do the quality job that they want to do. And I would say any advice is, if there's a way you can get that top-level commitment to federal financial management in your organization, that it provides value to you as an organization, that's going to be key to you. That's going to be key to you getting the job done.
That's a good stopping point. Stick with us through the break as we continue our discussion about management with Don McCrory of NSF. Not all of their scores on the OMB management scorecard were green. When we come back, we'll ask them about the other scores and how they are addressing those issues. This is the Business of Government Hour.